Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Director of the Washington Public Library, Brenna Walker.
September is here already, which is kind of hard to believe. And with that, the Washington Public Library has a full slate of events for the month. Can you tell us about these?
Yeah, so we do have quite a few things for September. We are just kind of coming out of our busy summer season and heading into fall. So we do have a full month ahead. We have We Read that will start up again on Tuesdays, and that will be again at 10 a.m. And that's for 18 months to three-year-old kids, and parents will be accompanying them. And pre-registration is required for that. Contact Joe for more information on that. For the kindergarten through 12th grade kids, we do have an early out on September 20th at 1:30, and we will be showing a movie called Detective Pikachu that day. And so that will be at 1:30, and that will be with popcorn served. If they're kindergarten through second, we do ask that a parent be accompanying them as well. And then we have our events that kind of take place every month, our Color Club, which is every Thursday from 11 to 1. And that's just in our rebook room, which is downstairs. And it's just kind of a relaxing time that we have with music. And then on Saturday, we have our serenades that we're continuing every Saturday morning. And so if you want to come and play piano, we would love to hear you. It's a really nice time. Talk to Allie about that if you'd like to come and play. And then on Mondays from 11 to 1, we do have Puzzle Club still in the rebook room downstairs. So those are kind of our continuing activities for September. We're starting up with Sticks and Strings again, which Leanne does, and that will be on Friday, September 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. This is just a group that is very big, actually, and you just bring your knitting, crocheting, and it's just kind of a relaxing time to just socialize and just do your craft. And then we also have a new gallery display going up. Carol Ray is the head of our art committee, and she will be putting up some work, and it will be a tour of recycling art. So she actually calls it the Art of Recycling, and that's kind of the name of the gallery tour. So please come in and see that. She'll actually be there on Tuesday, September 10th at 12:15 to kind of discuss the gallery and the pieces that are up. But it will be up all month.
She was an art instructor for many years.
Yes, she was. She has a lot of background knowledge. Our art committee is very great because they've all been art teachers in some way, so it's really neat. We also have Washington Writers Workshop and poetry reading, which is going to be starting again. That will be September 14th. It's 11 a.m. and so the person that will be there is Harriet Mullen, and she will do the first hour on craft of how to write her particular poetry, and then the second hour will be just the poetry reading. And this is free and open to adults and teens, and we usually have a really great turnout for that. If you want more information, call Leanne at the library to find out. This month's book club is a nonfiction one, and I think this is a great book. It's free interlibrary loan. It's called The Book of Joy, and it's by the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. This will be on Tuesday, September 17th at 12 in the afternoon or 6 p.m., and kind of the summary of this book is there are obviously two very prominent leading spiritual masters, and they share their wisdom about living with joy even in the face of adversity, sharing personal stories and teachings about the science of profound happiness and the daily practices that anchor their emotional and spiritual lives. So it sounds like a really great book to read and discuss. And then finally, our noontime concert will be Bob McConnell this month, and that's Thursday, September 19th at 12:15 in the afternoon, and that will be on our second floor, and he will just be presenting excerpts from the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra and the current season of that, so we had him last year as well.
And the library has also had an update with the Bridges program. Can you share what that is?
Yes. So Bridges is our consortium that we have through the State of Iowa Library. And the app that you download these ebooks, audiobooks, and magazines is Libby. Some people still use OverDrive, but we like to use the app of Libby mostly. We have some federal funding that was issued to the state library recently to add to this collection. And since August had been National Wellness Month, they added some books on mental health and some other self-help materials that you can access through our Bridges Consortium. So if you want to find out more information on that, we'd help you get into Libby and to find out those resources. There's a lot of materials. I looked through them, a lot of different topics on self-improvement, family and relationships, psychology. Of course, we also have those in our nonfiction sections upstairs, and we can help you locate those as well. They also included on Bridges some of our graphic novels and comics, and that's kind of coming with Star Wars coming, and we're going to have some things coming up with that and the final movie. We have a lot of, you know, demand for that type of thing. So they've added some more on Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and Archie.
So. And if people need help accessing that, can they talk to your staff?
Yes, we're all very competent with helping you with that. So, and we love helping you with that because it's just another ability to read in a different sort of format.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Director of the Washington Free Public Library, Brenna Walker. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.